Good evening, everyone. Dean Reed here. I'm just playing catch-up, really, with my booing of the February subjects. I have been listening every day to everyone's input. I've recently started using Downcast. I'm led to believe that's quite a popular app of choice with a lot of people who use Audioboo. And I've been really impressed with it. I've just subscribed to the February tag, and I'm downloading every Audioboo with that tag associated with it. So I've been listening to everyone's Februaries for about the last, I think since the word go, really. So I've really been enjoying the Februaries from Stefano and from Sassy Cat and SM2N, McColgan, Omani Blog, Paul. Who else? Plenty of others. And please forgive me if I do miss your name out, but I have been enjoying everyone's. And even Pilgrim Chris has been dabbling every now and then. And that's pretty much what I thought that I would do in the first place. I think that I would boo on a particular subject if it took my fancy. And the one thing I really love about February, actually, is the fact that I can listen to everyone's stories from all around the world. Different accents, which is one thing that really interests me. I love listening to other people's accents. And there's been some fantastic stories, especially over the last few days. I particularly enjoyed Max's story about his first date with his now wife. And there's been plenty more. And especially some of the stories that have happened today about things that people have been told by the relatives or stories they know about relatives, some really touching ones actually. Now, I think if I was to catch up shortly about yesterday, Valentine's Day boo, I think one of the dates for me that sticks out in my mind is my first date with my partner now. We went to London and we just walked around all day. It was just like a big day out. We just pretty much walked the streets of London for around about 12 hours, and it was fantastic. We ended up by the side of the River Thames near the London Eye, and there was a violinist playing, a busker, and we were just stood there watching the world go by with the guy playing the violin in the background, and it was one to remember. It was fantastic. In regards to today's subject, the stories, there was a story I was told not too long ago actually. But surprisingly enough, since then, a book has been written about this particular member of my family. The family member in question is a guy called Cyril Feebrey. And he was a bit of a man's man, to be honest. In the war, he went through such a lot, from being taken prisoner of war, and he ended up getting malaria, and he was evacuated from Dunkirk and places like that. And he was in the first SBS Special Boat Service Regiment, and he was in the SAS, and he's got a really fantastic story. And just, I've since read the majority of the book, and the book in question is called The Guardsman and Commando, the War Memoirs, of Cyril Feebrey, available on Amazon, and it was written by one of the members of my family, which I've actually never met. And obviously I've never met Cyril Feebrey either, but it was just a story that I was told, which subsequently was made into a book. I did boo about this subject last night actually, or in the early hours of this morning, because I'm working nights, sadly. But because I'm working nights, it has given me the chance to really catch up on everyone's boos. Not that I was that behind anyway, but I'm doing a similar sort of thing that Max said he did, and choosing a particular person perhaps each day and just listening via Downcast to some of the things that they've talked about over the last few months or whatever. So I'm really enjoying Audioboo at the minute. I apologise for only dipping my toe in and out of February at the minute, but there's some great subjects coming in throughout the rest of the week that I will endeavour to contribute to. Okay, I have 8 seconds left. So for now, thanks a lot. Bye.